We continue while learning the Nishmas Davim and Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov Pepinikos Leo. We're in Kalim Perachav Tes Mishnah Base Shalosh Ksaso Shel Tzemer. Here you have someone who has a kesis. We've had that in the past. It's a cushion. Maybe it's a quilt. Three of them made out of wool. So what's happening here? So Rabbi Truner explains, Tfuros zu imzuk shalal shel kovsin. Let's say people who are bringing things to the laundry, so let's, you know, you want to keep your socks together, so you may stitch them together. So here too, you have three quilts, you want to keep them together, so tfuros zu imzu, so you have them stitched together. So they're three separate quilts. They considered one kli because they're stitched together with respect to the laws of tumah or purification regarding hazah of the efer paraduma inami. Or he says maybe arugos yachad. Maybe they're not simply stitched together, but they're actually woven somewhat together. Ke'en ha'orgim mapos, just like people who weave mapos cloths. Shedarkam lahaniach hefresh ben mapa lamapa. He leaves a little space between one and the other. So they have vertical threads that keep them together, but there are no horizontal threads that go through. So what's the Mishnah teaching us? So the Mishnah says, if I have three ksasos of tzemer, so let's say stitched together, sheish shel pishtan, six of made of flax, six quilts of linen, shlosha sedinim, or up to three sheets. So these are thinner than quilts. Shtei mesrei mitpachos, 12 kerchiefs. Shtei sovrikin, two pants or trousers. And this is one that's inside the other. Chalak echad, one shirt. Talas achas, one cloak. Kiluv karin echad, that's another type of coat, very, very thick coat made out of wool. Chibur l'tumo v'alahaza are considered connected with respect to the laws of being mekabel tumah and regarding being sprinkled for purification for the tumah space. What's the Mishnah saying? Up to this number, up to six quilts of tzemer and six of pishtan, three sedinim, 12 mitpachos, etc. So up to that number, assuming they are, the way we explain, maybe woven a little bit together or stitched together for the purposes of keeping them together, they wouldn't get lost. Or some would claim that maybe because people wear, you know, will have, wear one on top of the other or cover themselves one on top of the other. Says the Mishnah, they're considered a chibur, connected regarding tumah v'hazah. Amazing thing. Here you have, let's say, three quilts. And what it's saying is that tumah touches one of those quilts, the other two become tameh adrei, even though they're separate quilts, simply because they are stitched together. 12 kerchiefs. So one becomes tameh, all 12 are tameh. And you want to purify them, by the way. Sprinkle the ashes, paraduma, with the spring water on one of them. All become tohor, even though they were all tamei meis. When it comes to the shirt, let's say, it's only cholok echad and talas achas, and the thick woolen coat also. Okay, so that's what it's saying is, even if you stitch two talitot together, that would not help to make it a chibur. Yasser mikan, more than the number that we have, the Mishnah continues. Let's say you had four quilts, two shirts instead of one. Chibur l'tumah. Oh, so look what it's saying. It's still connected regarding tumah. So that would mean if, let's say, you have instead of three quilts of wool, you have four. So if you want to mitaher them from tumas meis, if you sprinkle on one of them, all four do not become tahor. Because it's four. Had there been three, then sprinkling on one would be mitaher all of them again when they're stitched together. But once it's four, ve'ein chibur lahazaya, that's not going to work. But it's still chibur l'tumah. How's that possible? You go, it's either one or the other. So the answer is that this is a chumra de midrabbana. The chachamim is a midah, right? So they consider it all separate, even though they're sewn together. Because it's beyond the number. It's four. Or it's kerchiefs. It's not 12 yet. It's 13. Sprinkling on one of the 13 is not going to make all of them tahor. But tameh, yes. Because the chachamim were strict and said midrabbanan, we're going to be strict regarding the laws of tumah and say they're going to become tameh nonetheless. Even though when one of the 13 kerchiefs, let's say, become tameh, or the other 12 are also tameh, even though 12 was the limit. That's what the Mishnah means. A Yasser Mikan above this number are a Chibur L'Tumah still. It's the Chumra Midrabanan, but ain Chibur L'Hazaya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he disagrees. There was no Chumra Midrabanan, Aflo L'Tumah. Once beyond that number, there's no Hazah that applies and no Tumah that applies. Perek Chavtes. Mishnah Gimel. Chut HaMishkoles. This is a plumb line. Shnei Masar. So the question is the cord of a plumb line, and this is speaking about one who's not a professional, a lay person. So he's not building very tall buildings. So the chut HaMishkoles, the cord of the plumb line that's considered attached to that plumb, attached to the metal, and considered part of the same kli for the purposes of tumah, Shnei Masar, is 12 tfachim. So 12 tfachim, not, we spoke about atzbos in the previous Mishnah. 12 tfachim that's attached to the weight is considered attached, is connected to one kli. So if tumah touches the first 12 tfachim of that plumb line, so the whole thing is tumah, but beyond that it's not. Same thing for regarding hazah. And that's because that's a typical person who's not a professional. How tall is the structure he's building? Not more than 12 tfachim. Shel Charoshim, if it's the cord of the plumb line of a carpenter, so that's a little bit bigger. Shmona Asar, the kli, the cord that's considered part of the kli for the purposes of tumah, are up to 18 tfachim from the metal. Shel Banayim, if it's a plumb line of builders, so Chamishim. So here, Chamishim Amah, up to 50 Amos is considered part of the kli. Yasim Ikan, beyond this measure, beyond the measure of 12 for the layperson and 18 tfachim for the carpenter and 50 amos, not tfachim, 50 amos for the builder, it's not 50 tfachim, it's 50 amos. So beyond that, so then that's not considered, that's it. You want to have a taller, that's fine. But in Ratzel Lekayim, you want to keep a longer cord attached, Torah. That's not considered part of the kli, and it's Torah, meaning if tumah touches the plumb line, that extra part of the cord is going to be Torah. Not only that, if tumah touches that extra piece, that itself is going to be Torah, because that has no significance at all. It's not part of a kli at all. Shel sayadim, the shel sayarin, the cord of a plumb line of someone who plasters, sayad. Or it's Sayar, who's an artist. So they're making pictures and putting plaster on the wall. So Kol Shein, there we say any part of the kli, any length. Why is that true? Because let's say when it comes to the builders, they know, or the carpenters, they know every 18 tfachim, this is section I'm working with. Okay, then they move on, let's say, to another section. But if you're an artist, you're a plasterer, the sayarim, so that every part of the work that they do, wherever they are along the way, has to be perfect. So their plumb line, however long that they make it, that's how much, obviously, they need to do their work. Sometimes the artists are doing working on a very tall building. Sometimes it's a little bit shorter, and everything has to be picture perfect. But when it comes to the Banayim, so they know, okay, this is the building I'm doing this high, and if I'm planning to you to go a little bit higher, so I'll move the plumb line up. So there, so that's why there's a limit to the builders, to the regular plumb line, but those are the plumb lines of the Tzayarim, the Tzayadim, those who are doing artist work, or they're doing plastering, kol shein, any part of the cord is considered part of the kli for the purposes of Tumah.